Want to remind you that on Tuesday we have the last of our sessions, our Lenten series, at 6:30 to 7:30 in St. Joseph Hall. Father Terry Gratchenin will be speaking on the Pietà of Michelangelo. I think you will find it enjoyable. Also, as St. Patrick's Day is growing close, I've already made soda bread. We'll have some available after Mass today and also next week. And I lied in the bulletin. I said last week that it was going to be $9 a loaf. It's going to be $10 a loaf. I'm sorry, but that's the way prices go. So you can always blame somebody else. Good number of years ago, it used to be the practice at various professional games, baseball and football particularly, that they would pan at one point or several during the season, and you'd see during the fans, you'd see somebody holding up a sign saying John 3:16. And when I was assigned at St. Charles in Parma, I was preaching on this gospel, on John 3:16, and somebody in the congregation held up a sign saying, Steelers 14, Browns 20. Now, John 3:16 is very important, of course. We need to delve deeper into the mystery of God's love. The first reading is a summary of Israel's history and how in his love, he continued to call the people back to fidelity and how even permitted them to be conquered and exiled to make their infidelity absolutely clear, unmistakable, something they couldn't ignore, and how in his love, he moved a pagan king to send his people back to their land. It was an answer to a prayer out of the blue. There was no way they could have seen that coming. Such is God's love for all of us and for each of us. In the second reading, Paul tells the Ephesians of how God's love is manifest in mercy, that in spite of our sinfulness, God still loves each of us, and he has brought us to life because we were dead in sin. He has brought us to life through faith and raised us to a new life, Christ's life, sanctifying grace, the life of the Trinity in each one of us. We have been saved not by our own efforts, although we knew to cooperate with God, but God has first called us. God is always the first one to act. We don't just decide, I'm going to believe, but rather God first calls us and invites us to believe. He calls all of us to believe in him and to live that eternal life, to live through faith, to live that faith through charity. In the gospel, we see Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. He speaks about being lifted up, and that was something that was understood to mean to be crucified, to allow believers to have eternal life. Then he goes on for us to John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that we might not perish, but have eternal life. And he gave us his own son knowing that he would suffer and die and rise again. It doesn't make sense to us. It's unreasonable. But God always often acts that way. How many times have we prayed for something and then became even angry with God because he didn't answer us? And later come to understand that he did answer us, but in a better way. I know I've told you this story many times, that I used to pray that my parents would get back together because they were divorced when I was quite young. But if that had happened, I probably wouldn't be a priest today because my father didn't want us to go to Catholic school. And if we had not gone to Catholic school, my vocation of the priesthood would not have been developed and deepened. And so I would not be here probably. Such is God's love. The love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is for each of us individual and passionate and endless. There is nothing that we could ever do to get God to stop loving us. And he calls each one of us to seek the light, not darkness, to respond to that love that we have received, even when, and maybe especially when, we don't feel it. We are called to live the life of prayer and worship, to live a life of genuine love for our neighbor in action, to seek by God's grace to know what he wants us to do, and then to have the grace to do it, to live through that grace, to live the life of Christ here and now, to live the life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within us, to live that eternal life here and now, that we may have the fullness of that eternal life in the world that will never end.